From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Melissa Block, and today is Mardi Gras. My colleagues Michelle Norris and Robert Siegel are in New Orleans. In a few minutes, Michelle talks with a Baptist minister who's trying to keep his church together. But first, a story from New Orleans' Ninth Ward. It's not far from today's festivities, and it's almost silent. The Ninth Ward was one of the hardest-hit neighborhoods, severely flooded by levee breaks after Katrina. And while people are moving back into some areas of the city, bulldozers are on their way to the Ninth Ward. NPR's Audie Cornish reports.
It was State Representative Charmaine Marchand who called the first meeting of the Ninth Ward Neighborhood Association this month.
There are people outside of the Lower Ninth Ward and outside of New Orleans who believe that we are not coming back. And every time people come down in Lower Ninth Ward, I hear, oh, I didn't hear a bird chirp. I didn't see a child playing. Well, that does not mean people aren't coming back.
And one of the most frustrating things for Reverend Michael Zachary is that the neighborhood has become a destination for disaster tourism, but not much else.
Our politicians, the governor, the mayor, is constantly showcasing the Lower Ninth Ward as a poor, devastated area.
Yeah, yeah.
And we're tired of people just coming down here looking at us and not spending no money. Now, the purpose is to let people see what's going on so that we can get billions of dollars to renovate. It's going on 6 months. There's no power trucks. There's no entity. There's no sewage and water board coming in this area, but they're constantly showcasing the area.
But according to Valerie Schech-Snyder, the sluggish pace of cleanup is not just the fault of the city. Schech-Snyder says what's left of her house on Renee Street is scattered in pieces over the house next door, and that other people in the neighborhood should welcome demolitions.
A lot of people haven't came back here to even see the house to say it's okay to bulldoze it down or repair it. That's holding the process up.
But there are lots of reasons why people may be weary of letting the bulldozers in just yet. An attorney who represents hundreds of plaintiffs, Ishmael Mohammed, sued the city 2 months ago when demolitions were initially set to begin. He says people, especially evacuees now living out of state, still call him with concerns.
I don't want my home bulldozed because I still fight an insurance company. I'm still waiting for FEMA to come out. See, I'm still trying to get my stuff out. I don't have no money to come from Colorado and do that right now. So there's real issues that people are having that others are not really respecting.
After the lawsuit, the city agreed to try and notify homeowners through newspapers, mailings, and the internet that their property was being torn down. And some 2,000 red stickers have now popped up on houses deemed in danger of collapse and their candidates to be bulldozed as well. Haven Bell came out to the meeting to find out how one of those stickers ended up on his door on Agana Street.
This is my den. Was my den.
Bell drove down from Lafayette, Louisiana, where he's renting an apartment. Afterwards, his friend Harvey Field stops by to say hello.
They put a red stick on my house, I'm up for demolition.
Who did that?
I don't know. But your man was like,
man, you see this house is in solid condition. How would they want to demolish your house?
She said, don't just disregard that.
Mm-hmm.
Bell's home took on 12 feet of water after Hurricanes Katrina and Rita, and that water sat there for weeks. The first floor is a blackened mess of overturned furniture, dangling insulation, and large polka dots of mold along the walls. But upstairs on the second floor, the walls are still white and clean, and the floors appear untouched by mold. He says the structure is sound, still standing, and he wants to rebuild. But he can't get that red sticker out of his mind.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm still like, wasting my time doing this. If they're going to bulldoze it, why would I gut it out? You see.
But as he looks across the street at the houses in rubble, he can't help but have doubts. There's no electricity in the neighborhood, so he can't use power tools or a trailer. But Bell says he's fighting to get off the demolition list.
Got money invested. Like me, I have money invested here. I just can't just see him knocking this down. My house was appraised at $110,000 a year ago. I'm not going to just walk away.
Nearly 120 properties lie in the middle of city streets or on sidewalks. They're supposed to be the first to go over the next few days. Meanwhile, 1,900 more homes will be listed for demolition over the next month. Audie Cornish, NPR News, New Orleans.